Lili Nishmas of Kleinemis Kamish Ben Avili Melech. Arla Per Gimel Mishnah Aleph. Beget Shetzro Beklipe Arla Yidalek. A garment that was dyed with the shells or peels of arla fruits, not the fruit itself, the shell or the peel, Yidalek. You burn this cloth. You burn the garment. So what did you do here? What hana did you have? So the Rav says, it's learnt out, varaltam arloso, it's a special gzeres akoso, this is from a braisa, that even if you just dye a garment, that's also usher to do by arla. Taisa says, I may think that chizusa lav milsi, just seeing something, having something in a different color, that's not really called hana, maybe that's not usher. Teretz says, the Torah assers that too. So that's also usher just to color something with arla shells, with the moisture, I guess, the dye that comes out from the shell of arla. And the question is, Taisus asks, Reb Kiveger brings, we had in Trumas that the only Isser of Arla Minat Torah, as far as a liquid is concerned, and we're dealing with a liquid of Arla that came out of the shell to die. So the liquid of Arla, the juices of Arla, the only Isser is by Anavim and Zaysim, by olives and grapes. And this Mishnah is Mashma, any fruit. It doesn't just tell us olives and grapes. So here you see in this Mishnah that even if you have, for example, a pomegranate, and you use the juice that comes out of the shell of the pomegranate to dye something, that's also Asim Minat Torah. So first Taisus says that Enachanami, this mission is only Midrabanan. Really Midrais, it's only olives and grapes, and Midrabanan, you have to destroy everything. The other answer Taisus gives is that it could come out that the liquid of a shell or a peel is worse, and we're more machmir than the liquid of the fruit itself. How so? Why is that? Because the reason that a liquid of a fruit is usher by Arla is because it's learned out from Bikurim. That Bikurim, the only mitzvah of Bikurim is by Zesim and Anavim, but all other liquids from Bikurim are not treated like the fruit itself. It's just Zeyah Ba'alma, it's just like sweat of the fruit. It's not considered the fruit itself. That limud teaches me that the only thing that's usher by Arla is Zeis and Anavim, but other fruits, we don't look at the liquid as the fruit itself. But that's only learned out when we talk about liquid to the fruit, that's only liquid versus the fruit. But what about the shell, the liquid of a shell? Do we consider the liquid of a shell like a shell itself? So the whole reason that we learned by Arla the shell is because we said earlier of an extra, when the Torah says S, that coming to be marba, what's tuffel to the fruit, including the shell. Not the bark or anything in the tree, but the tuffle, the thing that's subservient to the fruit, that's also for Arla too. So since it's independent drusha, the whole thing with the shell and the peel is something that's totally independent, therefore that's not learnt out to be kurim at all. So we don't have any of these special limudim that teach me that it's just zeya ba'alma, it's just separate liquid, the separate juices. So therefore it's going to come out that I am going to consider the juice of a peel and a shell just like the shell. And therefore it's going to even be also midiraisa. And the burning here, when it says yidalek, it has to be burning where you don't have hana, like to light your room or to warm the room or things like that, obviously. The Mishnah continues, Nisar ba'cherim kulam yidaleku, divrei Rabbi Meir. So if you take this garment that was dyed with the shells or the peels of Arla, and you mix it with other garments, no matter how many other garments, kulam yidaleku, Rabbi Meir says. You have to burn all of them, because Rabbi Meir holds that dyeing a garment, a dyed garment, is a davar choshev, it's a davar shebeminyan, it's choshev enough to be counted, and therefore, even if there's many of them, much more than 200, there's no shear, it's never batel, because it's a davar shebeminyan, according to Rabbi Meir. But chamayim yala be'echru masayim. Cham say, you can be mevatel it 1 to 200. According to the Cham, only 6 things can't become batel. And this is not one of them. We're going to see later in the parak. And therefore, it's treated like regular arla. And if you have more than 200 versus the 1, then it becomes batel to the 200. Now, the Mishnah, when it tells us yala, it sounds like lechatchila, you could be mevatel it. That's not what it means, the Taisus Yontif says. It's b'di'evid. Even the Rambam, when he brings down this halacha, he says it in a lashon b'di'evid. In the Mishnah Torah, he says, nis'arev b'cherem yala b'masayim ve'echod. Like b'di'evid, if it got mixed with 200, then it becomes batel. And the Rav says the halacha is like the chacham.